Time for news and views this morning here on WRDB and online at magnum.media. Today, we welcome in Secretary Designee from the State Department of Tourism, Sarah Meany. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning to you.
Kind of a gray and gloomy day, and mentally and physically, but looking forward to the future and what we can get out and enjoy Wisconsin.
Absolutely. There's no better day than a gray day to think about happier times and travel in the future. So that's what we're here to help people do.
And lots of opportunities, too, I guess, to plan for the future. Now it's a perfect time that we have the time to sit at home with our family and plan a vacation later this year.
Absolutely. That's what the Department of Tourism has been really, really busy putting together, frankly. So even though people aren't traveling right now, we've been working hard to put together programs to keep people inspired and give them reasons to stay hopeful for when they can travel again. So we've got a lot of fun programs that are available online and on social media, and I hope that's something we can talk about today.
Absolutely. Give us some ideas that we can spend some time doing and killing some time, so to speak.
Oh, you bet. You bet. So without question, our website, travelwisconsin.com, is a wonderful place for people to go to be inspired, either to learn about new spots around Wisconsin or to dig in further about spots that you like, that you prefer to go to. And now, as much as any time, if not more, we in Wisconsin would love to see Wisconsinites choosing Wisconsin as their next vacation when it's safe to travel again. But one of the fun things we put together is something called the Fish Fry Face-Off. And about a week ago on social media, we kicked off this fun, friendly competition of our favorite fish fry spots around the state. And we asked people to submit the names of their favorite spots. And there were thousands of responses. We love our fish fry here in Wisconsin. And actually, this week, we will be announcing the top 20 finalists in the Fish Fry Face-Off. And those 20 are going to go head-to-head with public voting available for people online and on social media. And ultimately, we will crown a winner of the best spot for fish fry. So there were two reasons behind this. One, obviously, we want to pull out some friendly competition. There aren't any sports on TV right now, and people love a bit of competition. But also, many of these spots are open for carryout and takeout and curbside. And we want to make sure that people are reminded to spread the love and, put some money in the pockets of these restaurants so that we can keep them afloat until the other side of this. So it's kind of dual purpose. Help out our favorite restaurants in the short term and ultimately inspire people to go try a new fish fry hotspot when they can travel again.
Is tourism really a big engine running Wisconsin? We don't really realize it, Sarah, until it's gone temporarily.
That's absolutely right. Not only were tourism businesses among the first hit when travel stopped, but it's also, an industry that's among the hardest hit. So in 2018, tourism accounted for $21.6 billion of economic impact in our state, and that supports 199,000 jobs. So it's one in every 13 jobs in the state at that time were tourism related or tourism supported. So it's something that maybe we don't necessarily think about as being its own industry, but really that's what it comes down to. We have 112 million visitors to the state of Wisconsin in a given year as of 2018. And, that brings a lot of money to those businesses and to obviously the workers that work in those businesses. And Wisconsin, without question, is a top destination in the Midwest. So as soon as travel stops, so does the flow of dollars into those businesses. So it's been a tough time for everyone. But some of those tourism-dependent businesses and tourism-dependent communities are being hit hard. And we're working really hard to do everything we can to support them and be ready to kick into gear and help everybody bounce back.
We're talking with Tourism Secretary Designee Sarah Meany. And Sarah, one of the items that I think is really cool is your virtual campfire. I know with the burning restrictions in effect and with the with the safer at home, it really is a good way to reconnect with the normal, isn't it?
It is. It is. In fact, our first social virtual campfire is taking place tonight at 7 p.m. on Travel Wisconsin's Facebook page. So this is how it's going to go. We have wonderful, fantastic video footage of an outdoor nighttime campfire, complete with the sounds of a wonderful Wisconsin campfire, but safer than a campfire right now during a time when wildfires are high risk. So we encourage people to join us. And tonight's campfire topic is actually, what is the craziest Wisconsin vacation story that you can share? So as you can imagine, people will be sharing those campfire stories through posts on that Facebook event, sharing those stories and sharing a laugh, and kind of enjoying that, you know, the simulated experience of sitting around a campfire with friends or strangers at a time when we all need some social companionship. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be doing that for several weeks. And we're also working in conjunction with the DNR. Because, of course, they want people to know that campfires right now in the real world create wildfire risk, but a social campfire is part of what we all love about the great outdoors of Wisconsin.
And the stories don't have to be true, do they, Sarah?
I'm sorry. No. I mean, who's going to know, right?
That's right.
Right. You know, everybody can one-up each other with the next craziest story. But isn't that what campfire stories are about? Whether it's ghost stories or exaggerated stories of things that happened. Like, for example, how big was that fish really that you caught? Right. So we're going to look forward to seeing how people react to that and respond to that. It should be a lot of fun.
And on your website, you have numerous tools that folks can plan ahead. And when we get to our new normal, they can take advantage of them with travel guides, e-newsletters, things of that nature.
Absolutely. Lots of videos and articles, lists of things that people should try. Even things like, you know, sample itineraries. If you're really into Frank Lloyd Wright, check out the Frank Lloyd Wright Trail and go to multiple different destinations around the state, or make your own trail. You know, find the best ice cream shops around the state and make a map of it and set yourself on a fun road trip. We do know that, you know, the national research is telling us that while it's going to take a while for people to, you know, want to hop on a plane, for example, and they're going to want to feel like they can actually remain healthy and safe while they travel, but people are indicating that they are making plans to travel within the next 6 months. They just plan to go in their own cars. Traditionally, Wisconsin has been a really popular road trip destination for people all over the Midwest. So we're confident and optimistic that when travel resumes, Wisconsin has an opportunity to bounce back. And so we want to make sure that we are ready and that we've given everyone all the tools and resources to choose Wisconsin as their next destination when they're able to travel. There are so many options available. And frankly, outdoor recreation is going to be on the top of everyone's list. And Wisconsin is an amazing, wonderful, beautiful place for that. In fact, even in the past, it has been one of the top drivers of visits to the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, why is that even a surprise? It's not. We have over 15,000 lakes, tens of thousands of miles of rivers and streams. We're nearly half covered by forests. And we have amazing two Great Lakes and an amazing mighty river on our west. So we're really, really optimistic and excited to welcome people back as soon as it's safe to do so.
And if anybody has any questions or ideas, just go to travelwisconsin.com.
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to answer your questions. We also have an 800 number. So 1-800-432-TRIP. And we are still answering those phones. We have people working remotely to answer those questions. And we'd love to help you plan your next trip to Wisconsin.
Sarah, appreciate it. And stay well.
Thank you. You too.
State Tourism Secretary Designee Sarah Meany, our guest today. News and views on WRDB and Magnum.media.